This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Red Sea shipping issues were among the conversation topics at Gulf Food. We'll have more right after this.
In February, we celebrate World Radio Day. Here at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, we feature Iowa-centric programming with content focused on Iowa crop farmers and livestock producers who draw their livelihood from modern production agriculture. Today, the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network offers 9 programs per day, anywhere from 2.5 to 4 minutes. In addition, the network airs a daily midday program featuring Iowa ag news and discussions called Iowa Ag Matters. We thank you for supporting the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network as we celebrate World Radio Day in February.
More than 150,000 attendees from 190 countries were in Dubai, United Arab Emirates last week for Gulf Food, the world's largest annual food and beverage show. U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hallstrom provided insight on what he describes as the busiest Gulf Food show he's ever attended, with exceptionally large contingents from Africa, the Middle East, and North Asia.
Gulf Food 2024 in Dubai yet again another, I think, record-breaking attendance. At least for the first 3 days, it looked like a much bigger attendance than any of the previous years I've been to. And a real, you know, people think of it as kind of a Middle Eastern, African show, and it is, but it's really a global food show. Of course, you know, the same old questions that we've had the last year or so about supply, and, you know, with the downturn in the availability of production due to the drought. But with that being said, I think there was a really big appreciation of the opportunity to look at different cuts. You know, if they're used to middle meats, for example, maybe we could look more at the end cuts. If they're used to end cuts and can't get as many as they would like, why don't we look at beef variety meats? I think this sort of discussion was a theme and a real positive because, for the most part, the people in the trade understand what's going on with factors out of our control, and they're willing to work with us. So that was another real benefit of getting a lot of our members together with the trade in this venue to talk about these sorts of things.
For more information, visit usmef.org. You can find the rest of this story and more on our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, sign up for our daily e-newsletter to get our 5 daily ag news stories conveniently delivered to you every day. For the World of Agriculture and the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.